Have you texted Seth Jones yet to chirp him a little bit, or is that wait for?
No, I'm just tied with him, right?
I think.
Well, that's good.
Less games, so I got that over him, I think.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's like, can't get rid of
him. Oh, my God. I might have to step over there for a second.
How much were you thinking about that going into this game? Was that on your radar?
Yeah, I mean, before the game, I don't know if you heard what Rims said, but he announced the lineup and said he wants one assist and 4 points from me. So that was his request. And once I got two in the first and then three in the third, all the guys were kind of pushing me to get it. Yeah. Matt kept throwing me over the boards, and then Provy changed, actually, on my last goal there. So I owe it to a lot of guys, obviously, but it was pretty cool to finish that way.
This has been a long season in so many ways. How is tonight a little bit of a celebration? Was it a nice way to end it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think our fans were great tonight. They're great every night, but with Rims and some of the young guys coming up, Del Bell getting his first goal, just getting a win in front of our fans, our last game here before summer, I think it's huge for us. And you know, it was a really fun hockey game and a fun atmosphere, and it's good to end on a high note.
Is it fun for you that the record was held by Jonesy?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Obviously, I was playing with him when he got the record, so it was nice to tie him there. The boys were pretty pumped for me. It was good seeing their reaction, so hopefully next year I can beat it.
Have you guys been texting back and forth about it at all, or no?
No, nothing. I think he's going to World Championships, though, so I'll have to get him on the plane right over there, telling him I tied him, so we'll see.